Hey, you're watching I Allegedly, and I'm Dan. And I've got a good one for you today because I've got a couple warnings for you that are wild, okay, to say the least. And please like, comment, share the video, and please take a look at the sponsor, which is the Satellite Phone Store, which they're amazing. First things first, guys, before I did YouTube full-time, I ran medical conferences, and we would have medical events, we would have mixers, we would do different things that would get people out to spur innovation, to help people raise money, get the right contacts. Not everybody needs to raise money, but some people need the right connection. Some people need a sales force. Some people need to get regulatory issues solved, and I would help them with all of that. I thought, why not have an event that would bring everybody together? But one thing that's happened with this CrowdStrike debacle, and my daughter called me today and she's like, you need to talk about this because you know all about this, because here's what's happening. You know, with the software update that CrowdStrike did, you had all these different medical procedures that were delayed. That's one thing. So any elective procedure was put off. It was an emergency, they did it, but they're getting MRI machines that have a blue screen right now, like it's Microsoft 1995. And it is ridiculous that this is not being discussed. Now, a few people that spoke at my events, and one thing that I would do at my events is it would be a one-day event, and I would get people that would fly from around the world to talk about things, and the idea was to spur conversations and have everybody inside one room in one day. I can elaborate on this for hours and talk to you about this. But there are certain people that spoke that were fascinating. My daughter, as she got better and more proficient with her YouTube channel and the stuff that she does for her social media, I eventually hired her to run all my videos, pay her to edit, pay her to do everything when it came to the event and to the speakers. Give me your presentation. She'd load it in. She would edit it. She would do all that stuff for these people, and then it would be put online so you could see these different talks and stuff. And two things that really stood out that I want to talk about today. There was one guy who was absolutely brilliant, and he talked about medical device security and why this is business related and why this is current times is that with this CrowdStrike thing, it is shocking that all of these things were have been affected by this one company. To me, it's almost criminal that we've allowed this to happen. But this one man came out and he talked about the Internet of Things and the security of medical devices. And this guy spoke at my event, and it had nothing to do with me. He raised almost $4 million within a week of speaking at my event. He was gonna raise the money anyways. It had nothing to do with my event. I wanna make that clear. But the point was that what he was talking about was absolutely disturbing, because as he and I talked, and you would vet people, you would bring them in and you would talk about, you know, their expertise, what they wanted to talk about. You didn't want to have some kook talking about a cancer cure. Oh, I use LED lights and I shine it on your body and it cures cancer. You wanted to get those idiots as far away from you as possible. You wanted to have real technology that had a potential to come out and help people and, you know, be better for humanity. So this guy talked about the safety of things. And what I learned that was shocking was, for example, there was a company that was talking about inhalers for children or anybody with asthma, but mainly children, that are connected to the internet. Now, certain inhalers that are out there, you could sit there and Johnny could take a blast at school, the parents would get notified, the doctor gets notified, and wow, he's taken two extra blasts today that he's not supposed to take. So you could see the severity of the patient in real time, but it was connected to the internet. Now, what about the guy with the pacemaker? And I've known people with pacemakers and, you know, hey, has it gone off? And, you know, you're asking them all the questions about this. And yeah, you know, and I've seen people tell me that when the pacemaker blasted, it knocked them on the ground and then they were back and they were fine, you know. But imagine if you could go online and you could hack that. And you could affect somebody's life and make it so that they were not around. I mean, you know what I mean? It's James Bond type stuff, but it's not, if that makes any sense. Because we could kill this person. You could take this person out. Think about this. right now, today, there are 15 million medical devices that are connected to the internet on a given day. You have, on an average, you have, when a patient goes to a hospital, he's got between 10 and 35 devices that are attached to them, that are connected to the internet. That is wild, guys, when you think about this. Now, you throw this update and you don't have, you know, you have the ability that this one company did this and it wreaked havoc on everything. This should scare us all. This should freak us out right now. So know what you have as far as your medical procedures and as far as the data that they're collecting on this stuff, because it's concerning, to say the least. It really, really is. And I was shocked when I was thinking about this, and as my daughter was talking about this, because she had a speaking gig at a Google of all places, and I can finally talk about it because it's done. And she she goes to LAX and can't get on the plane. And then I'm like, well, you have to get up there. I mean, what do we do? You know, so she drove to San Francisco, spoke, did her thing, and then came back. Very cool, okay? But it's an opportunity that you couldn't miss, okay, to say the least. But we're talking about all the procedures and all the people sitting in the airport, all the people in the UK and the thousands of flights right now, thousands of airline flights that are going to be disrupted. Google told her today that it looks like it's going to be August 1st before this gets resolved. So if you are planning on traveling, which I am, I've told you guys, I'm going to Vegas, I believe it's like 10 days from now or something, or 8 days or whatever it is. I'm not going to fly. I'm going to drive. Okay. So, okay. This is serious. The last in-person medical event that I had, big one, was in January of 2020, right before COVID hit. And I had a guy, Daniel Haters, who's he's just a brilliant investor, a brilliant guy. And he is so connected in the industry, and he's invested in all these different startups for millions of dollars. And, his incubator has helped people innovate. And here's the best thing about this. He's got an incubator that helps raise money, and they go through like kind of a boot camp. And then if you're worthy, they help you get money because they're tied to a company called Sway Ventures that has $500 million. Okay. So when you want to raise money and you go through these boot camps, you don't want to do it to win a plaque. You want to do it to get money and to get your product out there. Daniel spoke as he was my keynote speaker last time. And he talked about the internet of medical devices and how we're going to live in such a connective way, and the security and everything that we have is going to be connected. And if you don't think so, guys, I'm telling you, the database to get your prescriptions refilled via text message, the QR codes, everything that we have right now can be affected by this CrowdStrike nonsense, and your health could be at risk. Okay? It's that simple. So the most disturbing part about this is that it's one company. It's one company that we're supposed to sit there and believe that they're doing this and that it was by accident in the past, man. I don't believe it at all. I think that, I'm one of the people that tells you guys to prepare every day. But again, protect yourself. You know people that are sick. You know people that need medication. I am telling you this right now. Get yourself your medication. Get an extra, at least a month supply of anything that you're taking, anybody that they're using, but anything that's connected to the doctor, anything that's connected to the internet, make sure you update it, make sure that it's working right now, and make sure that your family members are aware of this, because a lot of people, just turned it back on, it seems like it's fine, okay? No. These things can be hacked, and these things can be troublesome, okay? So, just be ready for this stuff. I really am worried about this, and from my experience in this, I really learned a tremendous amount doing this. And again, when a startup gets formed, everybody thinks that they need to raise money. And sometimes they need to get regulatory. Sometimes they have a business already and they need distribution. They need regulatory that can get them through different jurisdictions, whether it be different countries. They need a sales force, whatever, okay? They need manufacturing. I could go on for an hour about this. But anyways, the point is that all these medical devices and all these people that are going to an MRI machine that's a blue screen right now, this is criminal right now. It's absolutely criminal because I lived through the medical debacle and good medical care. My girlfriend, life was prolonged and she lived a very good life because she followed the instructions and she got the best care that she could possibly get from these people. But the one thing that we would learn, and I've told people this time and again, and anybody that calls me and says, my wife just got diagnosed with this illness, what advice would you give us? You're going to figure out in 5 minutes if somebody is a good doctor or a bad doctor, good nurse, bad nurse, if they care about their job, they care about the patients, you can tell. It's just like going to a nice restaurant where they give you good service. You can tell this by the doctors. There are people that are just there to punch a clock and be on tenure as a bad teacher, if you know what I mean. And you don't want this as a doctor and you don't want your health put in jeopardy over things like this right now. So protect yourself, guys, because this is crazy. But think about this. This won't get fixed until August 1st. Wow. Who knew? Why? Okay? And why do we have one company that does all this? So there's more to cover. Got more to talk about. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. I have told you guys how much I love this product. My satellite phone, I take it everywhere. I'm telling you, I have people I meet. I was in Huntington Beach today. Hey, do you have that satellite phone with you? Show it to us. Went to the car and pulled this thing out. This is amazing. I have the Iridium 9555 phone, and with Blue Sky, I can make a phone call. It's not attached to any grid. It's not attached to the internet. It has nothing to do with anything but the satellite system and a power supply to the phone, and that is it. So many people have called me on this. You can call any phone. Any phone can call me. I've got voicemail. I can text. Check out dansatphone.com, dansatphone.com. And get all the specials from the Satellite Phone Store. It's absolutely amazing. You know, one thing I love about this phone is that the minutes roll over. So when I don't use it, I don't waste anything. It just rolls over into the next month. It's absolutely simple to use. It's like dialing any other phone, but as long as you have open sky. And think about this. Cell phones only work on 7% of the planet. My satellite phone can work anywhere. I was making phone calls when I was on my cruise in the middle of the ocean. Check it out today. Go to dansatphone.com and check out all their GPS products. It's absolutely amazing. Great company, great service. Go to dansatphone.com. Just a quick video for you today. I don't know why I'm smiling because this is serious. I've had multiple people write me about this. And they're talking, this is end of days. This is it, Dan. You need to discuss this. Okay. Yesterday at Yellowstone National Park, there was a hydrothermal explosion at Sapphire Pool in the Biscuit Basin. This is just north of Old Faithful. And the video is just absolutely amazing because it looks like an explosion. It looks like all this debris going in the air. And what happens is that, you know, the park tried to downplay it. Listen, this is no big deal. This is when the water and the steam heat up together and then they just get these reactions and nobody should be concerned about it. Okay, thanks, Dad. So other people and other scientists that have written me, and I wish they would go on the record talking about how if this turned out to be like a volcanic reaction, that it would spew all this stuff and we'd have a nuclear winter and it would destroy everything. I don't know if that's the case. But if you can see the video, you can look at the link below and you can watch the video. It's pretty impressive with what happened. But is this that serious? Is it that serious? You know, I think that living in earthquake territory and for the people that live in Palm Desert, California, and areas like that, you have the Salton Sea right there. And there are literally sometimes, we've had weekends when there's 100 earthquakes in a weekend, little rumbling. But then they're talking about how everything could just fall into the, you know, to the abyss, and that entire valley would be swept away. Now, is that the case? Do you have to take this seriously? What do you think about this? I always got a kick out of the people that would go to see Old Faithful, you know, and go drive all that way, get in line, and watch the water shoot up in the air. Is that for you? Tell me about it. Was it amazing? Okay? Do you know what I mean? But is this as serious? Now, again, I've got a lot of smart people in my audience, and if I should be taking this more seriously, from my brother to the scientists, the people that have written me, talking about how this is something that really needs to be thought of and understand the severity of the situation. Let us know. So, again, the Internet of Things, make sure you're safe. Make sure you have every connection to your healthcare and the people around you and the people that you care about. And if you're in that business, check this out, because guys, this is devastating that these poor people's lives are completely at play because of this one company. Will there be lawsuits of it from this? Yes. Will CrowdStrike's, you know, financial future be at stake? Who cares? Fix the company, guys. Fix this software update. So let me know what you think about that. And have you ever been to Biscuit Basin before? Okay. Like, subscribe, email me, let me know. Okay. Share your thoughts on all this stuff, guys.